Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In his quarterly economic situation report, our next guest posits that our current economic quagmire, as measured by recent sluggish GDP numbers, is due to regime uncertainty, or maybe we should call it tweet uncertainty, end quote. Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He is also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center. Bruce, welcome back to the program.
Glad to be speaking with you, Mike.
This quote from your economic situation report, Washington's causing all this uncertainty?
There is plenty of it coming from Washington, but there is also uncertainty being generated from other important countries in the world. By important, I mean highly developed with lots of exports and imports. Confusion that sort of reigns now in United Kingdom with their recent election. Big questions about parliamentary leadership there. New leadership in France. And Mrs. Merkel's election date is still yet to come, but there's a question mark there. So with tweets and Twitter keeping us all informed about how he thinks about various topics. Quite often, new questions get raised about, well, we wonder what is meant by that and what will be the next action.
Investment into new economic activity is being held back by this uncertainty?
There is certainly a piece of that that is present. But in a way, I refer to the U.S. economy now as a sleepwalking economy. That is, we are pacing along. Certainly not at a rapid pace. Last year, we closed out the year with a 1.6% real GDP growth. And Mike, first quarter of this year came in at 1.2. That's pretty slow stuff. We're getting higher estimates for the quarter that will be ending with June, 2.9. But you throw that with 1.2 and you end up with an average of a little better than 2% growth. That doesn't generate a lot of special prizes for families who hope to have higher incomes and better employment opportunities. And just some of that is coming from the economic uncertainty. As major players decide, what will we do about expanding the local hospital? Well, let's wait until we find out about the new version of health care. Or what will we do about expanding an operation where we depend upon shipments from Canada or from Mexico? Well, perhaps we should wait until they renegotiate NAFTA.
Would that explain then the opposite reaction that we're seeing in the stock market, where stock prices have been doing well all year? Is it the old adage that stocks like to climb a wall of worry?
There's something to worry about, but there's some positive information as well. Unusually high first quarter earnings for corporations in America. But I think the thing that sort of lit the fuse for the market at the beginning of this year came with expectations that there would be major tax reform and major deregulation. And you know, down below all of the Twitter and the tweets, Mike, we've got a government that is operating. It doesn't generate a lot of headlines. But for those of us who occasionally read the Federal Register, and I don't recommend it, it's pretty boring reading, there is major regulatory reform that is in the pipeline. We had the first step in major deregulation of the financial community that was taken a week ago, and it didn't even make the evening news on most of the news channels.
Let's turn to our home state in South Carolina. You used the phrase sleepwalking a little bit earlier. Is that how you would also describe South Carolina's economic picture?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, Mike, I think that South Carolina is sort of in a sweet spot right now, running in a higher gear than the nation's. But when you scratch around in that data, there's something that I think is pretty exciting. When you look at where income growth is coming from, the sources can be from transfer payments, people on retirement or on Social Security, or it can be from interest investment income, or it can be from work. And South Carolina's growth in income is coming from earnings, which I think augurs well for years ahead.
Well, Bruce, as always, thank you so much for the update.
Fun talking with you.
Bruce Yandel is Dean Emeritus at the College of Business and Behavioral Science and Alumni Professor of Economics Emeritus, both at Clemson University. He's also the Distinguished Professor of Economics at George Mason University's Mercatus Center, where you will find his economic situation report, which we will have a link to posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.